Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and joining me this morning, Tassily McKay, social science researcher, the Center for Justice, Safety, and Resilience at RTI International. And I love a part of your mission of improving the human condition in the communities that we live in. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. It's great to be on Business in the Black.
Thank you. First of all, tell us about RTI International. What does RTI stand for?
It stands for Research Triangle Institute. As you mentioned, we're a nonprofit research institute, and our focus is improving the human condition. That takes a lot of different forms, from research on basic chemistry and environmental science to research on, you know, policy-relevant issues mm-hmm. like campus sexual assault, marijuana legalization, and the kind of victimization research that's my focus.
Wow, wow. And so you're here today to talk about violence and the LGBTQ in communities, the risk of all these different bills. I didn't know that more than 200 bills were seeking to limit the rights of the community introduced last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly a really timely issue. And when we see all of this legislation out there related to the LGBTQ community, and then even just, you know, we see things like the mass murder in Orlando mm-hmm. or various acts of discrimination or victimization mm-hmm. occurring in our local communities against LGBTQ folks and against other marginalized communities. I think it's a really timely issue, and we really wanted to understand what the research tells us about that.
So what did you find in your research, and, you know, what was analyzed and who was interviewed?
We analyzed 20 years of evidence on violence and LGBTQ communities, so looking across all different studies with all different study populations, designs, methods, over 100 different studies, and then to understand those findings even better, we also worked with the Henney Group to do a series of focus group interviews with members of LGBTQ communities in San Francisco, in New York, in rural Wyoming, and then here in Durham, North Carolina.
So did you find anything that was just so startling in your study?
Yeah, we did. I mean, I would say the strongest finding across that whole body of research is that LGBTQ folks are really at high risk of victimization, whether we're talking about childhood physical or sexual abuse, bullying, hate crime, physical or sexual assault in adulthood. And I think most surprisingly, in some ways, the rates of victimization appear to be holding steady and in some cases even getting worse. Mm-hmm. You know, we looked across research from several decades during which I think most of us would like to think that society is becoming more open and tolerant. Mm-hmm. And in fact, some forms of victimization, particularly those against youth, actually appear to be intensifying.
Yeah, I want to talk about that for a moment, because I think the stories that we see and youth LGBTQ are you know, committing suicide. They are living really a terrible life because of that. So they're most at risk. And even in our school systems, you see a lot
That's
of
right.
things that should not be happening.
That's right. You know, there's so much focus on, you know, keeping youth in school, because mm-hmm. we assume that that's where they're going to do best and where they're going to be the
right.
safest.
Yeah.
And in fact, for LGBTQ youth, the opposite may be true. So they're at really high risk of victimization in school. And to your earlier point, the impacts of that school-based victimization really appear to be profound. So we're seeing connections to increased school truancy, literacy and school dropout among LGBTQ youth, lower school achievement, and even really strong connections between having an experience of victimization at school and attempting suicide as a young person.
It's really sad. So, you know, looking at it from the political standpoint and, you know, what you've discovered, is any of this going to really help in to change policy?
I mean, I think that in some ways there's a big opportunity here, both because it's so clear that there's a problem and that it's not going away, and also because at the same time there's more and more evidence that there are things we can do. So, you know, laws, even when they don't directly affect a particular member of the LGBTQ community, there's some evidence that there's sort of a trickle-down effect in terms of the social climate that's created that either fosters victimization or sets the opposite tone of safety and acceptance. And, you know, I think we're seeing these issues facing a lot of different communities right now, not just LGBTQ communities. And we need to look really hard at those solutions.
I was getting ready to say, this is a hateful climate that we're in right now. So there are not only that group, but all groups that are not white are being, you know, put in danger most times, or being marginalized, being, you know, hurt. It's crazy. It's just really a crazy time that here we are 100 years later and we're back where we were in the 40s and the 50s. And it's crazy.
Yeah. And I think one of the other things our research showed was that people are really internalizing that sense of danger. People are very aware of the prospect of victimization, hate-related victimization, as they're going about their daily lives, and all kinds of life choices about what to wear or whether to hold hands or where to go in the day are being made on the basis of just simply trying to stay physically safe.
Yeah.
And I think that's really potent, particularly for individuals and communities who don't feel endangered or targeted in day-to-day life. I think it's really important to begin to look at that and what that means, how that shapes young people's sense of their life chances.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what we can do about it.
So where can folks go for more information?
RTI.org/LGBTQ.
Tassily McKay is a social science researcher and with RTI.org. And thank you so much for joining us and sharing this information.
Thank you, Twanda. I so appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, everybody's so excited when Google moved into our market. And joining me this morning, Charlotte Smith. She's a Google representative, and she's going to tell us something exciting that Google is bringing to Atlanta. How are you this morning?
I am doing well, Tawanda. Thank you so much. I am so excited to tell everyone that on Tuesday, March 21st, Google will be hosting a free workshop for small businesses in Atlanta. We're partnering with community organizations, and we're really out here to help small businesses connect with customers.
Now, is that a part of your mission as you come into this market?
It is. Google is dedicated to making sure that we grow and expand the economy wherever we have offices and wherever we're interacting with small businesses. Our mission is to make sure that we can give small businesses the tools to connect with customers both in Atlanta and around the world by making it easier for people to find small businesses online.
All right. All right. So, tell us, first of all, how you're going to help. You know, what's the workshop going to be like?
Sure. So this workshop is actually being hosted at the Gathering Spot from 9 to 11:30 on the 21st. Mm-hmm. And at the Gathering Spot, we'll be hosting an interactive workshop that teaches business owners how to optimize their web presence and use web analytics to track that progress and improve their collaboration and communication using web applications.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll run small businesses through all of these and more, and give them more resources they can use outside of the workshop as well.
You know, I go to a lot of business workshops, or I host them, or moderate panels. And I think that's one of the biggest issues with small businesses. First of all, your social media online activity is like a second job. And a lot of them, you know, aren't using it optimally as they could to really make their business flow well and to bring new business in.
That's right. And that's why we're bringing actual Google employees who teach businesses these types of lessons every day. I mean, they work with businesses on the ads front. They are dedicated to making sure that businesses know how to use websites and build their own websites correctly as well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be right on hand with Atlanta. It's a very hands-on workshop, and you'll really get kind of the best instruction for how to make sure you're growing your web presence in the right way.
So does everybody need to bring a laptop with them when they come?
No, great question. Everything you'll need will be at the gathering spot waiting for you. We'll have computers. We'll have presentation materials. We'll have some fun takeaway materials as well. Just bring yourselves and your small businesses, your small business ideas.
That's great. That is great. Again, it is going to be at the gathering spot. That's 384 North Yards Boulevard, Northwest Atlanta, 30313. And where can folks go? They have to register, first of all, right?
They do have to register.
Mm-hmm.
So for more information about the program itself and to register for the event, it's going to be a great one. You can visit www.gybo.com/events/Atlanta.
All right. Free. Are you going to do this throughout the year, offer free workshops?
You know, we travel across the country offering free workshops every year. We never know where we're going next, but we're so happy to be in Atlanta.
I know Atlanta's a huge market. And, of course, Google, one of the top places in America to work. And everybody looks at Google as, you know, a top performing company. A lot of folks want to work for Google. But, you know, for you to be able to bring great workshops, especially for small businesses, it's phenomenal.
Amazing. We're so happy to meet small business owners because they're the entrepreneurs of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And anything we can do to help, we're more than happy to do.
Absolutely.
Please send a suggestion.
Yeah. When you talk about search engine optimization, and everybody sees that SEO, and they're like, what does that mean? Or sometimes they just look at it and say, okay, and keep moving. But it's so very important when folks are looking for your business.
That's right. And that's not only local folks who are looking for businesses, but tourists coming in from out of town, people across the country who are looking for that thing you make or that service you offer. So, you know, we always tell small businesses to think big. It's not the small picture. It's the big picture, connecting with customers around the world.
That's right. And that's what the Internet does. You're not a local business. If you're on the Internet, you're a global business.
We are a global business, and we want to help other small businesses become global as well.
All right. You're also going to teach about best website practices, right?
Yes, that's correct. And we find that even if small businesses have a website, you know, maybe the colors aren't quite right or not all the information is complete on the website. So when people do find your business, they're not sure what it is you're offering.
Right.
So we just want to make sure that when small businesses do have a web presence, it's up to date, it's accurate, and it can help people find what they need quickly so you can increase your customer base.
Absolutely. So many things that go into that. And small businesses are really what carries the economy, whether you know it or not. There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of small businesses that are formed every year. And quite a few of them go under within 6 months. So we want to keep you up and ready to go and keep that business thriving, right?
That's right. We want to help every small business stay thriving and give business owners the tools they need to stay up and running.
Okay. So go to gybo.com/events/Atlanta. It is a great free workshop, free workshop in Atlanta and partnering with community organizations. So small businesses, what do you consider a small business?
You know, we consider small businesses to be, you know, any business with fewer than a certain number of employees, you know, maybe just starting hyper local, maybe fewer than 50, mm-hmm. fewer than 25.
Okay.
And we're really looking at the up and coming, you know, mom and pop stores and people just striking out to make it on their own.
Got it. Great. Workshop is going to be held next Tuesday, March 21st, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Gathering Spot. And again, you can go to gybo.com/events/Atlanta. Charlotte Smith joins us, Google representative. Thank you so much, and thanks for the information.
Thank you, Twanda. We're so excited to be here in Atlanta.